picture yourself as a musician, holding an instrument you've never played before. You are seated before an audience, sheet music in front of you, filled with notes and symbols that are foreign to your understanding. This moment mirrors our life's journey, when we're faced with decisions that are beyond our comprehension, seeking guidance on which notes to play to create harmony in our lives. Today, we delve into a topic that resonates deeply with many of us, and we will look at five signs God is saying no. In this message, we will seek to uncover how, through the twists and turns of our personal life, God communicates his guidance, especially when he is steering us away from certain paths. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, let us anchor our hearts on the wisdom of Psalm 32, verse 8, where the scripture tells us, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." This verse is a profound reminder that even when we are uncertain of the next note to play in the symphony of our lives, God is ever present, directing us towards a composition that reflects his purpose and love. Understand that sometimes there are subtle ways that God may signal a no to our plans, desires, and prayers, guiding us gently, yet firmly towards his divine path for us. As believers in Christ, understanding and interpreting God's guiding hand in our lives is crucial. This discernment allows us to align our actions, decisions, and the direction of our lives with his divine will. Recognizing God's guidance helps us to avoid the pitfalls of self-reliance and the consequences of walking in paths that are not meant for us. Importantly, when we are attuned to God's signals, it also prevents us from missing out on the blessings he has in store for us. We position ourselves to receive the fullness of God's blessings. These blessings are not just material, but includes peace, purpose, and joy in fulfilling God's plan for our lives. Now, let us look at five signs God is saying no. Sign number one, unrelenting challenges and hindered progress. Imagine tirelessly working towards a goal, only to find every step forward is met with resistance, like trying to play a melody on a broken instrument. No matter how much effort you invest, the music just doesn't sound right. This scenario in our lives, where we face unrelenting challenges and hindered progress, can often be a sign from God that we are not on the path he intends for us. My friends, these challenges are not the usual hurdles we all face on the road to achieving our goals. Instead, they are persistent, deep-rooted obstacles that seem to block our way no matter which direction we turn. They can come in various forms, from doors that refuse to open despite our relentless knocking, to opportunities that dissolve before our very eyes, just as we're about to grasp them. The story of Jonah in Jonah 1 verses 1 to 17 is a powerful example of this sign. God had a clear mission for Jonah, but Jonah decided to flee in the opposite direction. The storm that ensued, leading to Jonah being swallowed by a great fish, was a drastic yet clear indication from God that Jonah's path was misaligned with his will. Jonah's experience teaches us that running from God's plan can lead to significant turmoil, but redirection towards his will brings fulfillment and purpose. When faced with unrelenting challenges, it's crucial for us to reflect on the nature of our efforts. Are we pushing for something that is not in God's plan for us? It's a moment to pause and consider if our desires align with His will, understanding that sometimes God's no is a protective measure to prevent us from pursuing paths that lead away from His best for us. Gog's redirection through hindered progress is not without purpose. It serves to draw us closer to Him, compelling us to seek His guidance and to rely more deeply on His strength rather than our own. This process of seeking and reliance brings us into a deeper relationship with God as we learn to trust in His timing and plan. Embracing the direction that God provides through these challenges involves a heart of surrender and trust. It's about listening for His guidance through prayer and the wisdom found in Scripture, and being willing to let go of our plans in favor of His. This surrender, though difficult, leads us to the true harmony and purpose we seek in our lives. Sign number 2, a persistent lack of peace. One of the most profound indicators that God might be steering us away from a particular path is the persistent lack of peace in our hearts. This isn't about the fleeting doubts or anxieties that can accompany any significant decision. Rather, it's a deep, unshakable feeling of unrest that lingers despite our attempts to push forward. This internal discord can be likened to a musician playing out of tune with the rest of the orchestra. No matter how hard they try to blend in, the disharmony is evident. This persistent lack of peace often serves as a spiritual alarm system, indicating that something about our current direction is not in alignment with God's plan for our lives. It's a call to pause and reflect, a reminder that God's ways are higher than ours, and that He has a broader perspective on our lives and the paths that lead to true fulfillment. When we're aligned with God's will, peace acts as an affirmation, a confirmation that we are where we're meant to be. Conversely, the absence of this peace can be a powerful indicator that we need to reconsider our direction. In times of unrest, turning to prayer and Scripture can provide clarity and comfort. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7 encourages us not to be anxious, but to present our requests to God, with the promise that His peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds. This divine peace is not only a protector, but a guide, leading us away from paths that are not meant for us, and towards God's perfect will. Cultivating a sensitivity to this lack of peace involves quieting our minds and hearts to listen for God's voice. In a world filled with noise and distractions, finding time for silence and reflection can be challenging, but it's essential for discerning God's guidance. It's about learning to listen, not just for the loud, definitive directions, but for the gentle whispers that guide us back to the right path. When we experience a persistent lack of peace about a decision, it's an invitation to trust in God's plan, even when it leads us away from our desired outcome. Embracing God's plan requires faith and surrender, a willingness to let go of our expectations and trust that He has something better in store. This act of trust is not a passive resignation, but an active step of faith, choosing to believe in God's goodness and sovereignty over our lives. Sign number 3, confirmation through godly counsel. In our spiritual journey, God frequently uses those around us, particularly individuals who live by His word and possess a mature understanding of His ways, to guide and offer wisdom. Such godly counsel is invaluable. As Proverbs 15, verse 22 suggests, without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. This underscores the necessity of seeking advice from those deeply rooted in faith, whose insights reflect God's will and can help us avoid the disarray that often follows decisions made in isolation. These spiritually mature individuals act as mirrors, reflecting the divine guidance we might overlook on our own, offering counsel that resonates with the Holy Spirit's promptings within us. Discerning between godly counsel and mere opinion is crucial, with true godly advice being consistent with Scripture, motivated by love, and aimed at steering us toward God's best for our lives. The Christian community plays a pivotal role here, similar to how musicians in an orchestra rely on each other to create harmony. This community provides a collective wisdom that is instrumental in navigating life's decisions. Embracing this counsel requires humility, an acknowledgement that we do not have all the answers, and that God may use others to reveal His plan to us. Acting on godly counsel marks a step of faith, trusting in God's oversight of our lives' bigger picture and His guidance toward paths of joy and fulfillment. This involves not just receiving advice, but also applying it, even when it necessitates altering our plans. Such obedience to divine redirection not only fosters personal growth, but also aligns us with God's broader blessings, affirming the profound impact of godly counsel in discerning and following God's will for our lives. Sign number 4, lack of fruitfulness. In our lives, much like in nature, fruitfulness is often a sign of being in the right place at the right time, doing what we're meant to be doing. When our efforts consistently fail to bear fruit, when projects, relationships, or endeavors we pour our heart into don't prosper or grow, it may be a sign that God is redirecting us. This lack of fruitfulness, despite our best efforts, can be like planting seeds in infertile soil. No matter how diligently we water and tend to them, if the ground isn't right, growth is stifled. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23, describes the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. While this passage primarily speaks to the character qualities that the Holy Spirit cultivates in us, it also provides a lens through which we can evaluate our endeavors. If our actions and decisions are aligned with God's will, they will produce spiritual fruit, impacting not just our lives positively, but those around us. It's important to differentiate between temporary setbacks and a prolonged lack of fruitfulness. Sometimes, God uses challenges to strengthen our faith and character, which means perseverance is necessary. However, when there's a persistent absence of growth or positive outcome, despite our best efforts and prayers, it might be time to seek God's guidance and discern whether we're on the path that He intends for us. The parable of the barren fig tree in Luke 13, verses 6 to 9. Illustrates the expectation of fruitfulness. The owner of the vineyard expected the fig tree to produce fruit, and its failure to do so over several years led to a decision to cut it down. This parable can be mirrored in our lives. When certain endeavors fail to produce fruit, it may be an indication that God is calling us to shift our focus and resources to where they can be more effectively used for His kingdom. When we recognize a pattern of fruitlessness in certain areas of our lives, the appropriate response is to seek God in prayer, asking for wisdom and clarity about our direction. It may also involve consulting with godly counsel for insight and confirmation. This process of seeking and listening is crucial in aligning our efforts with God's will and finding the fertile soil where our endeavors will thrive. The sign of lack of fruitfulness, while challenging, is not without hope. It may signal the end of one chapter, but it also points to the beginning of another. God closes one door to lead us through another, guiding us towards areas of our lives where our efforts and talents can flourish for His glory. Embracing this redirection requires faith, but it comes with the promise of God's presence and provision on the new path He sets before us. And sign number 5, inner conviction and the witness of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in guiding us through life's decisions. One of the most direct signs that God might be saying no to a particular direction in our lives is through an inner conviction or a lack of confirmation from the Holy Spirit. This sign is about the quiet, still voice or feeling inside us that something isn't right, even when everything on the surface appears to be going smoothly. It's like an internal compass pointing us away from certain choices and towards God's will for our lives. John 16, verse 13 tells us, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is our helper, comforter, and guide, leading us into truth and away from paths that are not meant for us. An inner conviction from the Holy Spirit can come as a sense of unease, a nagging doubt, or a lack of peace about a decision, indicating that we need to pause, pray, and possibly pivot in a different direction. My friends, learning to discern the voice of the Holy Spirit is a critical aspect of Christian life. It involves developing a relationship with God through prayer, scripture, and worship, becoming familiar with His voice and leading. The more we grow in our faith and understanding, the more attuned we become to the Spirit's guidance, distinguishing it from our thoughts and emotions. Responding to the inner conviction brought by the Holy Spirit requires obedience. It's about trusting that God's ways are higher than ours and that He has our best interests at heart. This obedience might mean stepping back from a decision, changing course, or letting go of something we desire. But it always leads to greater fulfillment and alignment with God's purposes. Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, encourages us to not be anxious, but to present our requests to God with the promise of peace that surpasses all understanding. When we heed the inner conviction of the Holy Spirit and align our decisions with God's will, we experience this peace. It's a confirmation that we are in the right place, doing what we're meant to do, even if it wasn't our original plan. Heeding the sign of inner conviction and the witness of the Holy Spirit empowers us to move forward with confidence, knowing we are guided by God's hand. This sign is a testament to the personal relationship we have with our Creator, who cares deeply about our paths and is committed to leading us into His best for our lives. My friends, as we navigate through life's decisions, let us embrace these signs, not as rejections, but as affirmations of God's greater plan, trusting in the Lord's loving guidance. In doing so, we align ourselves with the purposeful plan that He has for each of us, moving forward with confidence and peace, rooted in the profound truth that our steps are ordered by a God who loves us immeasurably and knows what is ultimately best for our lives. Ignoring or misinterpreting God's guidance can lead us away from our blessings, resulting in a life that, while perhaps successful in worldly terms, misses the deeper fulfillment of living in accordance with God's will. Also, understanding these signals fosters a deeper relationship with God as we learn to trust in His plans and timing over our own. In doing so, we not only find peace and fulfillment, but also become instruments of God's will, capable of impacting our surroundings positively in His name. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I lift your name high above all names in adoration and praise. You are the creator of the heavens and earth, the author of life, and the architect of our destinies. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your power is unmatched. Your love for us is unwavering, steadfast, and eternal. I worship you, Lord. I bow before you in awe of your majesty and grace. Who is like you, Lord? You are the sovereign Lord, unmatched in power and glory, unfathomable in wisdom and holiness, and unending in mercy. Lord, there is none that can compare to your magnificence and might. You are the shelter in the storm, our healer and redeemer, and the light on our path. You are the constant, the unchangeable truth on which all creation stands. Lord, I come to you with a heart full of gratitude, thanking you for your unending mercy and boundless blessings. Thank you for the gift of life, for the air that I breathe, and for your presence that surrounds me every day. I am grateful for your daily provision and your favor in my life. Thank you, Lord, for the doors you open, the paths you clear, and the victories you grant as I walk in obedience to your word. In your grace, I find strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Merciful Lord, I ask for forgiveness for my sins, those known and unknown, and I also forgive those who have wronged me. Father, in the journey of life, I seek your guidance, discernment, and wisdom. Grant me the courage to embrace closed doors as your protection, the wisdom to heed your peace as a guide, and the humility to accept godly counsel as your voice. Strengthen me to persevere through lack of fruitfulness, and attune my spirit to the inner conviction of your Holy Spirit, leading me towards your perfect will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare victory over every challenge and obstacle. I rebuke and bind every spirit of confusion, fear, and doubt that seeks to divert me from your plans. I bind every attack of the enemy against my life, my health, my family, and my destiny. Lord, I seek your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Shield us with your power, lead us away from temptation, and keep us safe from all harm. Surround us with your guardian angels, and let your presence be a protective barrier around us in all our comings and goings. Safeguard our health, preserving us from illness and restoring strength and wholeness to our bodies. Lord, bless our endeavors, the work of our hands, our relationships, and our dreams, pouring out your favor upon every aspect of our lives. Let your blessings bring abundance, joy, and peace into our daily existence. Protect our minds from negative influences and our hearts from despair, filling us with your hope and your love. In every step we take, Lord, be our guide and our defender, for in your protection we find our refuge and our comfort. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, seeking your face, your strength, and your guidance. Guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Together, we claim victory over our lives. We declare healing for the sick, provision for the needy, and strength for the weary. We thank you for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, for your love that surrounds us, and for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your will be done on earth, in our lives, and in the lives of our loved ones, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save